The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Ro. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Ro. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Ro. Go to ro.co/listen to see if you qualify. Rx only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Hey, Little Bob here. Bob's Discount Furniture has the furniture you've waited 250 years for. We've got power reclining sofas as low as $7.99, five-piece dining sets as low as $3.99, Bob-O-Pedic mattresses for as low as $2.99, and of course, feature-packed bestsellers like my Playday sectional with pop-up sleeper sofa. So stop in or shop mybobs.com to see where America shops for furniture.
Oh, my Bob!
Now open in Vestal.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Jason Longshore, soccer sicko, we're going to call him right now. Our conversation with Jason. Jason is brought to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelers. The world is watching greatness. Celebrate yours at Salomon Brothers, Buckhead, Alpharetta, and Sharpsburg. Jason, off the top, have you gotten a charm bracelet yet? And which one on this Which One Wednesday would you rather wear, the charm bracelet or a Magic City hoodie from the Magic City night with the Atlanta Hawks?
I mean, that's not really a difficult choice for me. No offense. I'm going to go with the hoodie. But no, I haven't gotten the charm bracelet. Madison Cruz, you guys have talked to, did a big feature for us on our Soccer Down Here platform about that. And it's crazy how, like, some of these different things during this tournament, whether it's the charm bracelets, the sticker albums has been something a lot of people have become obsessed with. Yeah, that's one that got me. All the different kits. I mean, I'm seeing jerseys from everywhere when we go to these matches here at the Benz. It's been just a wild, not even full month yet, and it feels like we're not even really halfway through the tournament.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because I asked Maddie this the other day. I'm going to ask you the same thing. How much fun has this been? She called herself, and that's why I jokingly said she's been a sicko. Like, are you watching every single minute, and how much fun has it been to see this country once again start to embrace the sport that you hold so close to your heart?
I'm watching a lot. There's been a couple of the late games that I've had to tap out on. I haven't been able to stay up for those because it's so much. And now it starts to get really interesting because today starts the third match day. So group games will be going on at the same time. You're going to have to be doing some scoreboard watching because the placement in the groups, whether you win the group or come in second, that affects where you fall in the bracket. That affects whether you have a very difficult road to potentially winning it or an easier road. And sometimes it's not as straightforward as you might think. And then the third place qualifiers is a whole nother conversation that gets complicated. And we're going to get two of these games here in Atlanta that finish out group stages where you kind of have to be a sicko to keep up with all of it all at once, because you're almost watching two games at once to see which of four teams are going to advance.
Yeah, the spotlight is back on Atlanta today with Haiti and Morocco. And Haiti hasn't been to the World Cup in 52 years. What's on the line between Haiti and Morocco today?
I mean, it's a shame for Haiti because I think they played really well against Scotland and were the better team but lost. Brazil took care of Haiti, and that eliminated Haiti. So they can't advance, but they're going to have a lot of fans here in Atlanta, and I think they're going to really want to finish on a high note. For Morocco, it's very interesting because they could win the group. They could finish second in the group. They could finish third in the group. All of those are on the line, and I think they're going to get on to the next round. 4 points, even if you finish third, should get you into the knockout round. But you're going to have to be scoreboard watching with what's going on in Miami with Brazil and Scotland. So Brazil's the better team than Scotland. Brazil's a very attack-minded team. But Scotland's only conceded one goal in the tournament. Scotland is on 3 points. They've never made a knockout round. For as great as Scottish soccer has been in their lifespan, they've never made the knockout round of a World Cup. They have that opportunity here. They've been a very defensive team. So if they do what we would expect, which is sit back and defend, if they're able to hold Brazil to a narrow win, Scotland would be in good shape. But then that opens a door for Morocco to put some goals on Haiti and win the group on goal differential. So there's going to be some reactions from the Morocco side of things. They might be up 2-0 and either Scotland scores in Miami or Brazil scores again, and Morocco might not be able to settle for 2-0. They might have to go try to find a third or even a fourth. And it's going to make for a really interesting match and matches to watch as to how all of that shakes out in real time.
Talking to Jason Longshore, brought to you by Solomon Brothers Jewelers. Jason, England has a wild match against Croatia down in Texas, and then they go up to the New England area in Foxborough, and they fall flat. What in the world happened with them yesterday?
Ghana's good. I have to give Ghana a ton of credit because they came into this tournament with a lot of question marks. They fired their coach after the friendlies in March. They didn't look good in the pre-tournament friendlies, but Carlos Quiroz is one of those guys that he's a very defensive-minded manager, and when you come into a situation like this where you have 2 months to pick a team and prepare and very little time to actually train with them, you got to focus on what you can control, which is usually the defense, and he's done that. And they haven't given up a goal in the tournament. They got a late winner against Panama, and they hold on to get a really solid draw against England. And honestly, they should have had a penalty late in the second half that would have given them a chance to win that match. England, out of four halves, has played one really good half. They have some serious questions, in my opinion, and I thought yesterday really showed it. I think they have a ton of talent. Harry Kane's one of the best strikers in the world. Jude Bellingham is one of the best midfielders in the world. Defensively, they're fine, but they don't have that playmaker. They don't have that creator. They were supposed to have that in Cole Palmer from Chelsea, who had a great Club World Cup last summer. Didn't have a great year this year for Chelsea and ended up not making the World Cup team. Same for Phil Foden of Manchester City. Those were your two most creative players. So when you play a team like Ghana, who's going to sit back and defend and say, have fun, try to break us down, England doesn't have the player who could do that. And it just felt like them running into a brick wall over and over again yesterday. And honestly, I really go back to that should have been a penalty. That's the first, in my opinion, really missed call in the tournament. Ghana should have had a chance to win that match, which would have made the last match day in that group even more interesting.
Jason, speaking of playmakers, creators, I want to talk about the Golden Boot for just a minute. I think, look, if you're a passive soccer viewer, even my five-year-old knows who Lionel Messi is, all right? And he's been special. He's done some special things, but he's not exactly running away with it. Kylian Mbappe, Erling Haaland. Do you see this playing out as, you know, Lionel Messi just kind of running away with this, or is there something else we should be paying attention to?
It's been kind of crazy to watch, and I'm a huge Argentina fan. That's what hooked me on the game when I was a kid before I really had a chance to even see the U.S. It was Argentina. And coming into the tournament, I did not think Messi would score as much as he has. I thought he'd play provider more because he's evolved into that more and more as his career has gotten deeper. And Argentina's got great attacking talent around him. But the way these games have gone, it has been Messi arriving at the right time, the team finding him, and he's converting. It's unbelievable. I mean, you guys can talk about this from every sport angle. How many times do we see somebody who today he's turning 39 get better? He had before, if you go back and you watch the end of the Argentina-France game in 2018, where they got eliminated in the round of 16, France went on to win that tournament. The commentators at the end of that match are talking about how, you know, it's a shame that this is where Lionel Messi's World Cup career ends. Since then, he scored 12 goals in World Cups and he's won one. It's insane what he's doing. Nobody has been able to find the fountain of youth that Lionel Messi has to do what he's doing at this age. So I put nothing past him whenever he puts the blue and white shirt on, he turns into something different. But before all is said and done, in maybe this summer, but definitely in his career, Kylian Mbappe is going to have that record that Messi set the other day of all-time goal scorer in World Cup history. Because, I mean, Mbappe is 27 years old, and the fact that he is scoring a goal per game at the World Cup, that's never happened before in modern times. So he'll get it eventually. The rest of it, I mean, Erling Haaland is really interesting. I don't know how deep Norway goes into the tournament in terms of the golden boot race, because I don't think he's going to get as many games. France and Argentina should go very deep, and that could be your final again. And those guys are going to get more opportunities. But Haaland has really led this Norway team and this generation of talent from Norway to a place they've never been. You know, this group hadn't played in a World Cup or a European Championship finals since 2000. So this generation of players doesn't know what this is like. And he is the guy who can lead them past some teams that maybe they've never historically beat.
If you don't know him, I would make the argument that there is nobody better to talk to than Jason Longshore during the World Cup. Appreciate you hanging out with us this morning, buddy. We'll talk soon.
Anytime. Thanks, guys.
Thanks so much.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to row.co/listen to see if you qualify. RX only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Hey, Little Bob here. Bob's Discount Furniture has the furniture you've waited 250 years for. We've got power reclining sofas as low as $7.99, five-piece dining sets as low as $3.99, Bob-O-Pedic mattresses for as low as $2.99, and of course, feature-packed bestsellers like my Playday sectional with pop-up sleeper sofa. So stop in or shop mybobs.com to see where America shops for furniture.
Oh, my Bob!
Now open in Vestal.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Thanks to Jason Longshore for joining us this morning. Before we get out of here, let's do an abbreviated The More You Know. I think we probably all have the same one, at least in this room.
I go first. As a matter of fact, there's enough on the bone with the candle making situation that we probably all have a different one around the candle making situation. Didn't know that he made candles in a garage would be mine.
I just can't believe that he saw an ad on Craigslist to make candles in a garage with another dude, and he was like, yeah, I'm in. I mean, not there's anything wrong with that.
And the best perk of this job was that he got to take home a candle every week.
I just want
to
know, yo, Dylan, how old were you when you had this job?
I was just on – hold on.
Dylan, how old were you?
I was – I started working with Truckery, so I was – that was like 2020. We started in 2023, 2022 – 4 years ago. I'm 30, so like 26.
This is so much more recent than I thought it was.
Oh yeah, this is
recent.
I was working for this guy when I was doing Chuckery show.
I would have been. Did Chuckery ever know? Couldn't have known. He couldn't have known.
Nah, I don't think he
Chuckery
knew exactly.
Could not have known, because you would have been. He would have went. He would have heard about this.
My whole
now.
Thing is like, bro, I was just on the phone chopping up with Jason a little bit, tell him thanks and bye. And then I come back on here and we're talking about me making candles again. What are we doing?
Bro,
I feel like you were a fully formed human and you decided to get on Craigslist and take
first,
this job.
I found the job on Indeed, not Craigslist.
Nobody
was shirtless, and it was a nice vibe of a job,
I'm
bro.
I'm going to put it this way. I am never answering an ad on Craigslist, but I am definitely not going to answer one that involves a garage.
Like the first email had the secret
like
knock.
A storage unit.
He had the secret knock to get in.
It was a storage unit.
Yeah, it was like a small business storage unit.
So you weren't even at the dude's house. You went to like one of those storage unit places. That's even
like
worse.
It was like a small business storage place and shit.
You could have never made it out of there.
Dylan, good word is fresh linen.
No, we are lucky you are alive, Dylan. We are all very lucky.
Paul was a very nice guy. Okay, shout out to Paul, man. Shout out to Paul. Shout out to Jack B. Nimble's candles one time for the one time.
This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com and get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. That is going to do it for us. For Mike, Bo, Dylan, and myself, Allie Mack, thanks for being here today. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to
go make candles with Dylan in a garage.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Step up to the plate with MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game. Plus live minor league action and even game day 3D. The ultimate second screen experience. It's all here on MLB Plus for just $5.99 per month.
Outdated automation doesn't have to slow you down. Graybar helps you identify risks, modernize strategically, and minimize disruption every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Odyssey celebrates back to school season. Brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network according to Ookla Speed Test. Based on analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence data 1H 2026.